What is to believe? That phrase has been so misunderstood over the years. It's either been, I believe the right things, you know, the doctrine of, I do believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe Jesus is raised from the dead. I believe that. Yep, I got it. I believe. Others have said the nature of having faith or believing is, I really, really want something, and I refuse to doubt in my mind. I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe that. I'm going to believe God for fill in the blank. I'm going to believe God for fill in the blank. And it's some attempt to push negative thoughts out of your mind and to hold on to the thing that you want. And I'd just like to submit to you that that's not what Jesus or any of those inspired by His Spirit meant when they called us to faith, when they called us to believe. The essence of belief is to really understand and trust that, number one, God is absolutely, totally aware of every single thing in your hearts, your minds, your lives. Every hair on your head is numbered. I mean, the scriptures are very clear. A sparrow can't fall to the ground apart from His notice anywhere on the planet. And so the essence of belief is, number one, to believe that He really knows every last thing about you, everything you're feeling, every hurt that you have, every aspiration that you have. He understands every issue. He knows all your needs even before you ask Him. The second thing is that God is sovereign. He's able to do something about anything that comes up. He's aware of every circumstance. He's ordered the universe. Every time your car turns over or doesn't turn over, every bump on the road that you hit, every flat tire that you would ever have in your entire lifetime, every issue in your house with the doorknob falling off or the children crying in the middle of the night, every degree of temperature that you would ever have or your children would have, every last issue regarding finances or jobs or someone gossiping about you at work or how your ego gets fanned a little bit at work when you think you did a really good job and you did better than so-and-so and you're trying to show somebody up or pump up your ego. I mean, every last minute detail in your life, God is keenly aware of. He understands and orchestrates the issues. He allows the circumstances of life to come our way. Every little hurt, every little misunderstanding, He permits it, allows it, is aware of it, and is sovereignly able to change any circumstance whatsoever in our lives. Okay? And the third aspect of if you believe, then all these good things come to those who believe. The third aspect is that He loves you. So not only is He totally aware of every single issue without any crevice that any detail has fallen through, you're not an island, you're not by yourself out there someplace and nobody understands and so on and so forth. You're not the product of circumstance and of what other people are doing to you and all that. God is aware and in control of all of those things. Heaven reigns, as Daniel said in Daniel 10. Or the angel did, I suppose, in Daniel 10. God's totally aware of every detail. He's totally powerful and sovereign to change every detail and to control every issue of life. And thirdly, He loves you desperately. So He means nothing for your harm. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So to believe then is to be at peace that God desperately loves you. He understands your circumstance and He can and will change it. And if something isn't changing, you can still trust Him because He desperately loves you. He's totally aware and He's sovereignly able. You can still trust Him. You can still have faith. You can have peace. It's not that you've mustered up this great attitude because I believe. It's not because you know the right things because I believe in that, so everything's fine. But it's knowing that He's a person and that He desperately loves you. He's totally aware and He's able to change anything, anytime. That allows us to relax and be at peace in our circumstances. If you believe, all these things come to you. If you'll trust Him, if you'll step into the unseen realm and live with Him in that unseen realm where the details and the circumstances are not sovereign, your personality and your failures and your weaknesses and your history are not sovereign, other people's thoughts and feelings and impressions are not sovereign, your financial issue is not sovereign and unchangeable. Absolutely nothing exists in the seen realm that is not a shadow of the heavenly realms, according to the Scriptures. Meaning that all these circumstances are just props in order to see what's in our hearts. He led them into the wilderness to find out what was in their hearts. This whole issue is, can we relax before God, trust Him, forget what's behind, press on towards the mark? Can we not worry about all the details and let tomorrow take care of itself, as Jesus said? Can we be at peace with God, knowing that He loves us, He's totally aware, and He's sovereignly able, so everything is okay? I can be happy. I can be at peace. I can be relaxed in spite of the bombs bursting in air. I can be relaxed and I can love Him. I can be a worshiper. I can love other people. I don't have to be pent up and frustrated. I don't have to be nervous. I don't have to be angry. I don't have to doubt or fear or be skeptical or cynical. I don't have to do any of that because He desperately loves me. He's totally aware and He's sovereignly able. So it's really okay. My circumstances are absolutely in His total awareness, under His total control, and He loves me, so He's trustworthy. So what else is there? There's nothing else left. If I understand He knows every circumstance in my life, everything I need, everything I want, all this stuff, how I feel, He knows everything. He's totally able to control the circumstances, change them with a blink of an eye and a snap of a finger, and He desperately loves us, and He knows so much better than we do what's best for us. If we know all that stuff, we can be worshipers and be relaxed, enjoy life, love other people without getting all caught up in all this stuff. The cynicism and the fear and the depression and all that stuff is just gone because we believe.